I will call to order the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting on Wednesday, August 6th, 2025 at 6 p.m., 6:03 p.m., excuse me. Roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Russell.
Here.
Director Cassie V.
Here.
Director Linda Austin.
Here.
Perfect. If you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Now on to agenda review. Board members, do you have any changes you want to make to the agenda?
No, none here.
None? Okay. So I will now move on to public comment. This public comment period is an invitation to the members of the community to present comments, thoughts, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on this agenda. I will open up the general public comment. Seeing nobody in the audience, though, I will close general public comment. And we will move on to the consent agenda. Board members, do you have any questions about the consent agenda?
No, ma'am.
I believe we do have some corrections.
We do have a minor correction. First, I'll note that on the agenda, it incorrectly states that our next meeting is September 10th. You can see after item 8 there, it says the next regularly scheduled board meeting is September 10th. That should read September 3rd. And additionally, I may ask council to elaborate, but Mr. Guthrie asked whether he reviewed the materials and not the minutes, and so that minutes should read materials in the draft minutes. Is that correct, Wendy? Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with those corrections?
To open up public comment.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you. There's no public.
I know.
I get confused. I know. Thank you. I know.
Maybe okay. They're going to be running in with their hair on fire. This is important.
This is very important. Yes. Yeah, so I will now open public comment on the consent agenda. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment on the consent agenda and ask for a motion with those corrections.
I move that we approve the consent agenda and the minutes as corrected.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call?
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now on to action items. We'll start with 6A, the budget adjustment, and I believe we'll pass it over to Mr. Jett.
Yes. Good evening. The item before you is a budget adjustment to increase both revenues and expenses for fiscal year 25-26. Staff recommends that the board approve a budget adjustment to increase revenues by $4,465,000 and expenses by $4,465,000 for fiscal year 25-26. In August of 2020, the board approved resolution 2020-421 authorizing the issuance of interim debt to finance the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project. With the new construction complete, the district is prepared to replace this interim financing with a USDA low-interest loan. The district will receive $4,464,000 in loan proceeds from the USDA, structured with a 1.375% interest rate over a 40-year repayment period. These funds will be used to retire the outstanding $4,465,000 in Series B certificates of participations through payment to the Bank of New York Mellon. During the development of the fiscal year 25-26 budget, this transaction was initially categorized as a refinancing. However, upon further review, it has been determined that for accounting purposes, the transaction is more accurately classified as a payoff of existing debt and issuance of new debt. As such, USDA loan proceeds should be recorded as revenue coming into the district, while the payoff of the COPs would be recorded as an expense going out of the district. Just a clarifying note, if you noted the $1,000 discrepancy, when the interim debt was issued in 2020, the Series B COPs, the bonds, were sold in $5,000 increments, and that's what resulted in the $5,000 number. But the USDA loan that we had secured was for $1,000 less. But for decision purposes, you can generally ignore that technical detail. Fiscal considerations, the budget adjustment will increase both revenues and expenses. We're increasing revenues by a total of the $4,465,000, and the USDA loan proceeds would come in at the $4,464,000. This budget adjustment also programs use of reserves or beginning fund balances. Some people refer to the I think that's how Grover and Oceana may refer to those type of reserves that we're using. And we'll increase expenses by the $4,465,000 that we will spend to pay off the debt service. And so I prepared a little an exhibit here to kind of walk you through the nuance of the difference. And it's just about the whether or not it passes through the middleman. So some of the terms here, we've got the SAN district is the SSLOCSD. We've got our outstanding Series B payoff. Our USDA low interest loan funds coming in. BNY Mellon is the trust account. So the trust account is, we've had that since 2020. And what Amy and I do, we send our payments for our bonds to BNY Mellon. And then they're who takes care of it. They're a custodian. They take care of it in Chicago where the payments actually have to be paid on the bond market. So that's who that is, that person. And then we have the Slo County Treasury, which is really just our bank for this purpose. It's not, the county's not involved, but that's who the district uses as our banking institute. So a payoff and reissue would have the USDA sending the money to the county, and then we would pay BNY Mellon to pay off, and then they would pay off the Series B. A refinance transaction, as it was originally described when we were working with Bartle Wells, would be USDA sends the 4.464 directly to BNY Mellon, and it never comes in and out of our account. So that's a refinance transaction. And so we would never show it as an incoming revenue and an outgoing expense. And the reason why I wanted to talk through this exhibit in detail is because of yesterday, the USDA reached out and they have suggested that they may want to go back to going directly to BNY Mellon. We did not close today. We were scheduled, we had a closing date for today for this financing. It's now been rescheduled for August 15th. I will describe what led to the canceling of today's closing. That being said, we are still requesting that your board move forward with this transaction tonight because it's easier to undo this than to redo it. So 2 weeks ago, USDA asked us if we could do this. We said yes. So we moved forward with it. And yesterday, when the closing fell through, they've suggested that they want to go back to sending the money directly to BNY Mellon. Now, our bond counsel is indifferent to which method gets used. We've been following the lead of USDA and just trying to participate and follow along and be an agreeable partner. Now, the failure of closing today, the USDA loan is a 40-year term. And so amortization tables, payment tables were structured by the USDA and district's bond council at USDA direction. And it had a 40-year payback schedule with the last payment being made on September 1st, 2065. And it was all approved through USDA. And then around 3 o'clock yesterday, before coming into closing, which should have been today, USDA reached out and said they requested the funding from the U.S. Treasury, another federal agency. USDA doesn't actually cut the check, the U.S. Treasury does. And the U.S. Treasury correctly pointed out that September 1st of 2065 is 24 days longer than 40 years, and that it was 40-year financing, and that they would not approve the additional 24 days because it was in excess. USDA was apologetic. The correction to change the table by Bartle Wells was a 15-minute exercise. We do have to go back through and redo a bunch of signature sheets for August 15th instead of August 6th. But that's what transpired, and it's been corrected, and we're back on schedule to close on August 15th. But for this item, we'll go ahead and we're recommending making the change to the budget. And if for some reason it does become a refinance transaction over the next week, we will come back at a future board meeting and undo this, but we'll leave this in place in case it moves forward as a payoff and reissue of debt. And I know that was a lot. It's not super complicated, but I'm happy to try to answer any questions.
Well, thank you for the explanation, though. Any questions?
Yeah, just real quick. First of all, thank you.
Yeah.
I think the nuances are really interesting.
I do too, yeah.
Can we at once approve an either-or scenario since it doesn't have a material difference, and that way you don't have to come back to us with that?
I'll defer to council whether we could... Could the board move with direction for me to implement this if it becomes necessary?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we don't have to. You don't have to prepare another staff report and all of that. So it saves everybody time and money. So
yeah, let's get that recorded in the motion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was that your only question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Questions?
No.
No. Okay. That was. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I will open up public comment on this item, 6A, but seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment on this item and then bring it back. Do you want to make that motion then?
I do. I'm looking for the actual wording here.
You might need to help with
her. I will move that the board approve a budget adjustment to increase revenues by $4,465,000 and expenses by $4,465,000 for fiscal year 25-26, and that we authorize the district administrator to take whichever is the required option, either payoff and reissue or refinance transaction, being no material difference between the two.
I'll second. We have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray-Russell?
Yes.
Director Cassie B?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Okay, now on to 6B. Ratify settlement and release agreement between district and Kennedy Jenks.
So excited about this.
Right?
Can you just put the picture up and then you're done? Like, no staff report needed?
There's a picture.
There you go.
Good evening. The item before you is, I'll note the correction. This initially was published as receive and file, but it's a ratification of the settlement and release agreement between the district and Kennedy Jenks Consultants, date from July 25th, 2025. There's kind of a lot to talk about here, but the important parts are pretty concise. The board is fully aware. I'll talk briefly about so the public, if they're following along here. So, in July of 23, damage to our secondary clarifier force lab was discovered. Project team determined the primary contributor to the failure was the design of the floor slab. Kennedy Jenks developed a design for rehab, which began in March of 24. Substantial completion was reached May 15th of 25. After site walk was performed and the district developed a list of items remaining to be completed. The contractor completed these items and final completion was on June 27th of 2025. The failure of the concrete floor was a substantial project setback. However, project team, including district staff, Phelons, Kennedy Jenks, M&S, MKN, and multiple subcontractors and subconsultants worked together with the common goal of completing the project expeditiously without sacrificing quality. The original bid at $26.9 million, the construction contract had an incredibly low change order rate of less than 2%, which was $505,146, not including the secondary clarifier 2 damage and rehab work. The construction change orders for the SE2 work totaled $7,339,469, and that's the construction contractor effort. Approximately 27% of the original bid cost. The project budget was updated June 5th at 2024 board meeting, authorizing the budget required to complete the secondary clarifier work for the remainder of the project. District staff and the district project manager, MKN, have been tracking SC2-related costs since the issue was identified, and additional costs were realized for the investigation. SC2-related costs include construction, professional services, operational costs, and lost interest. The interest lost due to the reallocation of district reserves funds to continue the project progress and minimize potential damages. These costs are summarized in the table that I'm sharing here. And so I'll run through those real quick. There was $7.3 million in construction costs, $237,000 in administration costs, largely MKN-related costs. Construction management, there was $1 million, a little over $1 million for the CM services by M&S. Kennedy Jenks, the next number you see is $68,487. That's work that Kennedy Jenks performed during what's called a concurrent delay. Like, that's when we weren't moving forward with the project while we were stalled waiting for the design. And so the reason that's indicated separately there is their insurer wouldn't pay for Kennedy Jenks' own work. So KJ had to come up with that $68,000 themselves. So what they did is they've issued us a credit. We still have more than $68,000 outstanding work. They have to do as-built drawings and stuff. And so we'll expend that money, and we're being made whole on that. And then environmental work, Rincon Consultants, $32,000. Sailor, $34,000. Sailor was our third-party Sailor was our third-party schedule analysis when we were looking at, okay, how much longer is this going to take? We paid for a detailed estimate to see how many days were fair when we were trying to decide what the contractor was asking for to rebuild the secondary clarifier. And then we captured all chemical and electrical costs. During the failure, we had some equipment that had been constructed, and so we had water in our aeration basins, and in order to maintain both the fine bubble diffusers that were under the water and the algae growth in the water, we had to consume chemicals and electricity to blow air into those aeration basins, even though they weren't providing treatment. So all those chemical and electrical costs totaled to $225,000, and so we submitted that as an expense. And then as we paid these invoices, since March of 23, the district was incurring costs as we were spending money. We tracked those costs and the lost interest that we would have earned on our investments in the county treasury, and that's the $257,000 that's illustrated at the bottom column, totaling the $9.2 million. And then the other table in the bottom right of the slide, you can see that the total district damages that we compiled. So if we sum that up against the KJ's previous payment, I didn't talk about that. Early on, in a good faith move, KJ asked what they could do, and I asked them to show up to the board with a check showing that they intend to work on this, and they said okay, and they showed up and made that initial $101,000 payment, and their insurance company asked them not to do it anymore.
We can laugh now.
And so when you add that to the $68,000 credit plus the $9 million, $43,929 we received last Wednesday, you get a grand total of our losses, which was $9,213,955, making the district whole of all losses incurred during the repair. And with that, it concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
No.
Any questions?
I just want to say happy I am. It was so exciting that it happened right at the The way it all worked out was wonderful, the way the teamwork and the whole crew. You guys did an excellent job. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
All right, well, I will open up I will open up public comment on this item, number 6B. Seeing nobody in the audience, so I will now close public comment, and I will bring it back to the board for more discussion and a motion. If there's any other discussion.
Madam Chair, I'll move that the Board of Directors ratify the settlement and release agreement dated July 25th, 2025 between the district and Kennedy Jenks Consultants Incorporated related to the SC2 damage and rehabilitation work during construction of the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project.
Okay, do you have a motion?
Second.
And we have a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Karen Russell?
Yes.
Director Cassie B?
Yes.
Director McAuston?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Woo! Wonderful. Yay. There we go. Awesome.
Those poppers.
I know. Yeah. The ones that I couldn't open. All right, now we will move on to the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report. Who wants to start?
I'll go ahead and start this time. Good evening. On the redundancy project, of course, we're all aware that we had the ribbon cutting. Was held last week, a week ago, on July 30th, and was well attended. I'm going to burden us all with a 5-minute and 2-second long video here that compiles the complete construction, including the ribbon cutting from Wednesday's event.
Okay, good.
It's coming out of the...
Can you just take the mic off the podium?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to like that. No, I can't.
It won't reach yet.
It's just background music anyways.
Waiting for the stall to go sideways.
I know. I was like, where does it get drained?
Should be right.
Yeah,
coming up.
Right here, yeah.
Still watering it there. It was July of 23.
Oh,
so
July.
Yeah, so the next video you'll see.
you fly the drone?
No, we hired a real estate drone photographer.
Womp womp.
Poor thing.
Now you see the floor removed in there. Going back together.
Boy, it makes it look like it happened so fast.
I know.
Nearly as dorky as I felt.
Right? Yeah, he approached me before. And he's like, just make sure you keep them to keep waving the whole time. Like, no matter what you have to do, and you can say anything because it won't be recording.
I think one of my favorite things is I love time-lapse videos, but my second favorite thing are drone videos. So that just was amazing.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, certainly a lot to be proud of there, and the whole team is pretty joyous as we wrap these final few things up. So I'll continue with my administrator's report, and we have a few more photos that I'll share with from the ribbon cutting as well. The next note I had, I already talked about, was we should have closed today on August 6th. We believe that we'll achieve that on August 15th. We do have to achieve that before September 1st. That's when that has to be completed by. And then record files and as-built drawings are being compiled currently. No update on the CoGen project. And then Ms. Shields indicated that she would be preparing a redundancy project final update for the next meeting. So that will be forthcoming. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jones for the plant operations report. Yep.
All right. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. The item before you today is the plant operations report. During the reporting period of July 2025, there were no violations of the district's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. All regulatory required analyses were within permit limitations, as shown in the data table below. Operations staff completed a multitude of operations and maintenance tasks, along with work orders. Some training that operations staff participated in was on sanitary sewer spill response at the City of San Luis Obispo's Water Resource Recovery Facility. Moving on to some callouts, we did have a few callouts during this reporting period. We had three callouts for Twas Hopper High Level. The district's contractor is working on a fix for that. We actually got an update today that the manufacturer of the equipment is going to be providing different sensors. The main issue with that is condensation buildup on the sensor causing a faulty high reading. So that is going to be addressed, and hopefully those callouts will cease. And then moving on, we had two callouts for the Headworks mechanical bar screen fault, which is, I think, going to be addressed as well, and so hopefully that will cease as well.
Are all those related to the new startup?
No. So the Twas Hopper High Level is, the Headworks mechanical bar screen is not. Moving on to some staff photos. In this first photo, we have operator Justin Music removing concrete to repair a broken water line. In this next photo, we have operators Justin Music and Everardo Vargas repairing that water line. In this photo, we have senior operator Chris Ragoni and operator Everardo Vargas performing maintenance on the Amiad reclaimed water filtration system. In this next photo, we have operator Everardo Vargas trimming some weeds around the secondary clarifier number one. And then in this final photo, or photos, we have the the ribbon cutting ceremony, some photos from the ribbon cutting ceremony, which is just a blast and awesome to be a part of.
Oh, cute.
And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions?
No.
How did you get the swing just right? That was
perfect. I wanted to make sure that it broke. No bad luck.
That was perfect.
No more bad luck.
Yeah. Any questions for
no,
Mr.
Okay. Just, like I say, we're
perfect.
Very happy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now on to board member communications. Any communications?
I may have a conflict on September 3rd. I will let you know. Okay. Hopefully Mr. Guthrie is available.
Okay. So. Do you have any communications?
No.
Okay. All right, and I do not have any communications either, so we will adjourn this meeting. The next regularly scheduled board meeting is September 3rd, 2025, 6 p.m., and we will meet here at the Oceano Community Services District. And, sorry, my papers. We're done.
Am I slamming my...
Doom!